This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Of course he did, Charlie. It was against Rutgers. I just threw that in for good measure because I knew that you were in today, and it wasn't Donnie Football, who's probably already about 10 Surfside iced tea and vodkas in, and it's only 2:02. That is a Chris Olave montage. That's what we call it in the business because Olave is the topic of the day, the topic du jour. I never liked soup du jour. I never trusted soup du jour. I wanted the soup that was always on the menu because when they just tried to mix it up and go with a random soup, I didn't trust the restaurant to make the random soup as well as the consistent soup. So I wanted the soup. If Italian wedding soup's on the menu, 365, give me that soup over soup du jour.
Yeah, but as somebody who's worked in the restaurant business for like 12 years.
Don't try to mess with my logic here.
When it's consistently on the menu, sometimes it just sits there for a while. And sometimes you get bad soup.
So it's not fresh.
Yeah, if it's consistently on the menu, it may not be as fresh. Soup du jour is fresh.
Whatever.
Of the day.
Chris is not here today. Chris probably told me a million times what he was doing, and I've forgotten. So I don't actually know where he is, and I don't. I was going to play the explosive diarrhea card again, but people have heard that enough and wouldn't believe it. So we're not going to say explosive diarrhea. I'm going to say Chris is somewhere, but he's not in studio with us. Crowley this morning caused the Steelers world to freak out with what he said about Olave. I heard it. He was teasing for hours that he had this monster Steelers scoop on a Steelers wide receiver that, or a wide receiver the Steelers were targeting or going after, and he kept teasing it. Great job by him to captivate people and keep their interest. And then said that the Steelers are targeting, trying to, sniffing around Chris Olave, the Saints wide receiver. And here's my big picture take on that. You still don't have a quarterback. You think you have Aaron Rodgers. You probably will have Aaron Rodgers. But what difference is Chris Olave going to make? No offense to Chris Olave. He's fine. I've had him on a number of fantasy football teams. I watched him at Ohio State. He is much like the litany of Buckeye receivers who matriculate into the NFL and play really well. So he is solid. If he can stay on the field, which is obviously a big part of this conversation too, because he's had major concussion issues since he became a pro. But it feels to me, like you're at Bed Bath & Beyond with your wife. I don't even know if Bed Bath & Beyond even exists anymore. You're at a store like that with your wife, and you're picking out towels for your bathroom, and you don't even have a house yet. You're obsessing over things that are not, I guess, in the issue of bath towels, they are, to me, completely unimportant. I don't understand why the women I seem to attract seem to love bath towels and decorative pillows. My God, is it an obsession over these two things that do absolutely nothing for me? But it would, to me, be a prioritization, again, of things that are not that important yet. I don't want to take meaningful draft picks and deal them for wide receivers who are good but can't throw the ball to themselves. And I don't even like the idea, well, yeah, hey, you've got one foot in trying to win this year with Aaron Rodgers, and the other foot is trying to win in 2026 when they draft this quarterback, and the draft's here, and they've got the new sign outside Acrisure Stadium. And what a day in Pittsburgh sports history that's going to be when they announce that jackass who left Tennessee for more money to go to UCLA is the guy that the Steelers pick with the 16th pick, and then we got to pretend that he's going to be our messiah at quarterback. But I'm not going to get angry about something that hasn't happened yet, although you can tell by the tone of my voice and the way that I'm talking that my blood pressure is going up as we're having this conversation. I don't have Chris Mueller's penis looking head in here to try to talk me down off the ledge that I am walking towards right now. Sorry, Chris, you did not deserve that. That was mean. I probably should have dumped it. But anyways.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Aaron Rodgers, you could get Jerry Rice in his prime and T.O. in his prime. He had two, I would say, borderline great wide receivers with the Jets last year. And that didn't do diddly squat for him. They traded for Devontae Adams because Aaron Rodgers gets everything he wants. And they had Garrett Wilson there who he clashed with. And where did Garrett Wilson go to school? Ohio State, just like Chris Olave. All I'm saying is, this is my way of coming back to Aaron Rodgers again. And I'd like to get your thoughts at 412-928-9370. Why are the Steelers tricking themselves into thinking Aaron Rodgers is good? He sucks. He's not good anymore. He's 41 years old. He had an offense that was tailor-made for him last year with a running back that everybody picked in the first round of their fantasy drafts in two stud wide receivers, and he went 5-12. Oh, but he played better at the end of the year. Not against good teams. Go look it up or put yourself through the agony like it's Clockwork Orange of dialing up whatever NFL Plus or whatever service it is, or maybe you can find it on YouTube, and go back and watch games against the Bills and the Rams at the end of the year. And you tell me if Aaron Rodgers really looked spry on that surgically repaired Achilles tendon. If you had a quarterback here who you believed in, and you didn't have to worry about trading second-round picks and third-round picks for wide receivers, I would say go balls to the wall and go get Chris Olave. If Kenny Pickett, with his tiny little hands, was still on a rookie contract and had turned into the quarterback that I stupidly, I'll say it as loud as I can, idiotically thought was going to be the Steelers' quarterback answer, if you had him on a rookie contract and you needed weapons and you thought you would be good with Kenny for the next 10 to 15 years, then I would say, hell yeah. Even though Chris Olave's had more concussions than Evander Holyfield, I just threw a boxer's name out there because they tend to get hit in the head. I'm not sure if he even had concussion problems. But I would say just throw caution to the wind. Why not? Roll the dice. Let's hang out at the craps table like it's the movie Casino and Sharon Stone is trying to have sex with Joe Pesci. Let's do it. Let's go for it. We're doing this all because of Aaron freaking Rodgers? I need to hoard my draft picks because I need them to take my actual good quarterback, potentially. Not this guy. So I am against a Chris Olave trade. I'm hoping that Adam Crowley's sources are wrong, even though I've seen other people pick up on it, other reporters that I trust, your Farabaugh's of the world, your Alan Saunders umbrellas. They're saying the same thing. Even Saints reporters are saying it, that the Steelers have been in touch with Chris Olave about a trade. But why in the world would you trade a second-round pick or a third-round pick for a wide receiver right now when you don't know who's going to throw the ball to him outside of maybe Aaron Rodgers this year? And I can't stress this enough. He's not good anymore. And I say this all the time to people. And for some Aaron Rodgers apologist or some Steelers sycophants, they can't get it through their head. Not a single Steelers fan watched that Steelers-Jets Sunday night game last year and said, oh, I'm so jealous of the Jets. I wish we had Aaron Rodgers. In fact, everybody watched that game who has a brain and isn't lying to themselves and said, oh my God, Russell Wilson is so much better than Aaron Rodgers. Russell Wilson hasn't played all year. He had a banged up calf because Mike Tomlin is clueless and had the guy push a sled the first day of training camp because, what do you know, he hired a trainer from Boston College. Where did Dino Tomlin go to school? Boston College. That's how we got Matt Canada, and that's how we got the trainer that put Russell Wilson on the men for the first month and a half of a season. But I digress. I'm digressing a lot here. I'm talking fast because I'm getting worked up again. Why Aaron Rodgers? Well, Andrew, desperate times call for desperate measures. Gee, thanks. That's a real lesson in life. But don't put more eggs in this basket. Don't trade away more potentially important assets just to get a wide receiver to boost Aaron Rodgers' cause in 2025. We're freaking out about wide receiver two. How about we freak out about QB one? Because that's the real problem. 412-928-9370. Is this a bad tone to take on a Friday? I don't know. I hope that people want to talk to me about this. Do you want the Steelers to trade for Chris Olave? 412-928-9370. I see Farabaugh. I believe he works for PennLive.com, which is the paper that's based out of Harrisburg that pays him a lot of money to cover the Steelers here in Pittsburgh. And he said, from what he heard, it would take like a second-round pick to trade for Chris Olave. If I were a team like the Bills, who had Josh Allen and needed another weapon, I would do that. If I were a team like, I don't know, Charlie, you watch the NFL. Can you name another good team with a quarterback that might need a wide receiver? off the top of your big head, I know you're thinking about New Jersey Devils players that are playing in the IIHF World Championships and hoping they don't get injured and ruin your hockey season before it even starts this upcoming fall. But yes, is there a team that you can think of that has a really good quarterback that might need another wide receiver?
The Chiefs?
The Chiefs, sure. Patrick Mahomes, why not just make things easier on him? Another good call. Why would we trade more draft picks and good ones to get a wide receiver when we don't have quarterback figured out? Did my Bed Bath & Beyond analogy work? It did for me because I came up with it and I think I'm smart. Did it work for you? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. We will take calls on this next because I'm yearning for somebody to talk to who's not named Charlie, who was subjecting me to SummerSlam 1997 in the back before the 2000. Show today. 2000, there you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.